will give you efficient, long-lasting service. Call Shaw's in the Mount Sterling Industrial Park. They'll help you stay cool in the summer and warm in the winter.
Are you ready to turn your dream of owning a home into a reality? Look no further than Traditional Bank, your trusted partner in making home ownership a breeze. With a dedicated mortgage lending team and local decision makers, home financing just got better. Traditional Bank's competitive rates and faster loan closings, along with our best-in-class service, opens the door to your dream home. Find a local lender at traditionalbank.com/lenders. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Do you have plans for the last weekend in April? I have plans for you. Swing by the Moorhead Conference Center for the Moorhead Kentucky Proud Expo. Shop Kentucky Proud jams, jellies, meats, wines, and more Friday, April 26th from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. and Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. The event is free and open to the public. For more information, call 606-780-4342. Moorhead Kentucky Proud Expo at Moorhead Conference Center, April 26th and 27th. See you there.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
WMST. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, please, for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud of me? But if I have to cry to keep you, I don't mind weeping if you'll keep you by my side. Ain't you proud of me? See, darling, don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me? Baby, baby, please don't leave me, girl. If I have to sleep on your doorstep all night and day, just to from walking away, let your friends laugh, even this I can stand, cause I wanna keep you any way I can.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
The Kentucky State Police identified the victim of a car crash in McLean County. The KSP says Barry Vanover of Owensboro was killed Tuesday afternoon in a crash on Highways 81 and 140. Vanover swerved off the road trying to avoid a car that pulled in front of him. He lost control and drove down an embankment. Vanover was pronounced dead at the scene. A man is under arrest following a high-speed chase in Hopkins County. Cops say Joaquin Mumford failed to stop for police last evening on Highway 61 in Nortonville. Police say spike strips were used to disable Mumford's vehicle and take him into custody. Authorities say Mumford had outstanding warrants in Christian County and in Tennessee. A federal judge says the former Rowan County clerk has to pay.
Kim Davis is still on the hook for $360,000 for refusing to issue marriage licenses to a gay couple in Rowan County back in 2015, citing her own religious beliefs. David Ermold and David Moore sued and won with a verdict of $50,000 for each man plus legal fees. Davis's attorneys have argued that the men haven't shown evidence of damages, but Judge David Bunning says the plaintiffs suffered emotional distress. Davis's attorneys plan to appeal. I'm Taryn Johnson.
Kentucky has received over $105 million from this year's Tobacco Master Settlement Agreement payment. State Attorney General Russell Coleman said, since 1998, the Commonwealth has received $2.7 billion from the agreement with cigarette manufacturers. In Kentucky, half the funds are allocated for agricultural diversification, and the other half is split between the Early Childhood Development Fund and the Kentucky Healthcare Improvement Fund. The city of Bowling Green is hosting an employment open house today at the Bowling Green Parks and Recreation Sidcar Gymnasium from 3 to 6. Opportunities are available for full-time and part-time employees as well as seasonal workers. I'm Lee Mowen.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
Be safe, Kentucky. Buckle up and put the phone down.
Put your phone down.
Paid with funds to the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Come and see all the good times that await you throughout Kentucky. Dive in and discover the houseboating capital of the world. Get nose-to-nose with some of the most magnificent and friendly horses anywhere. Experience all the smells, sounds, and traditions of a bourbon distillery tour. Put your hands together while listening to authentic and legendary bluegrass music and so much more. Go to KentuckyTourism.com and plan your fantastic getaway. Kentucky, come see for yourself.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-8695. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-8695. That's 800-575-8695. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
Hey everyone, it's your old cousin Chris. If you love oldies, keep it tuned right here Saturday morning starting at 10 a.m. It's Cruisin' with me, Cousin Chris, with Cruisin' with Cousin Chris. And then if you really love the sounds of the 50s and 60s, you're really going to enjoy the 11 o'clock hour with Rockin' Oldies. Two great shows, one great place on your dial. AM 1150 and 106.9 FM WMST.
Stay tuned. It's time for Mid-Mornings on Main. 2 hours of fun, trivia, and information with your host, Dan Manley. And brought to you in part by Community Trust Bank. Building communities built on trust.
It wasn't hard to do, kiss by kiss and hand in hand. That's the way it all began. Soon we found the perfect plan for love. Side by side, we took a lover's walk, and word by word, we had a lover's call. One word led to another, and then in no time we were up to ten. My heart knew it was gonna end in love. Sweet hello.
Second step.
My heart's aglow.
Third step.
We had a date.
Fourth step.
Stayed out late.
Fifth step.
I walked you home.
Sixth step.
We're all alone. Seventh step, we took a chance. One kiss and true romance. Step by step, we climbed to heaven's door. And step by step, each thrill invited more. And you promised faithfully, all your love belonged to me. Now I know we'll always be in love. A sweet hello.
Second step.
My heart's aglow.
Third step.
We had a date.
Fourth step.
Stayed out late.
Fifth step.
I walked you home.
Sixth step.
We're all alone. Seventh step, we took a chance. One kiss and true romance. Step by step, we climbed to heaven's door. And step by step, each thrill invited more. Then you promised faithfully, all your love belonged to me. Now I know we'll always be in love.
Step, step.
That is the voice of Johnny Maestro, back when he was singing with the Crest. Johnny Maestro, he had a long career, and one of the great voices, certainly without any question, to come along in the music world in America, and had a lot of great songs. Of course, was with the Brooklyn Bridge later on, and that was a little bit different. And we'll hear maybe from the Brooklyn Bridge coming up here in a minute, something that Johnny Maestro, it's not his birthday or anything. We just thought we'd pick a great voice and let you hear from that individual today here on Mid-Mornings on May. Coming up on the Derby here just next week, Steve Schaefer will be in next week on a Thursday to handicap the Derby for us and just get us ready so that, will he pick the winner? It's probably not going to happen. Big field, tough to do, but he always is, he has a high degree of accuracy in terms of, you know, all the horses in the field, you know, who's going to break early, who's going to be a speed horse, who probably has staying power, although these horses haven't run this mile and a quarter distance yet, but we will we'll get the scoop next week from Steve, and look forward to that. I'm still reading on Duel for the Crown. I don't know if we're going to be able to. It may be the Preakness before we get one of those writers on, but it is really it's the kind of book that I really gravitate to because it is so well written. It has an entertainment value to it. It's a real story, and it just provides a lot of history. And there are a million things I didn't know about Calumet Farm that now I know more about. And of course, we talked earlier. We had the gentleman on from Florida who wrote the book about Aladar, and that was a terrific book. Over the course of time, and I've never been a huge racing fan. There are certain things that, and how can you not be a Derby fan if you're in Kentucky? You gotta like the Kentucky Derby. And when Decidedly won the Kentucky Derby, that was, I don't know what, I was 9, 10 years old, something like that. And that's the first time I remember being really interested in the Derby. But my dad would always, on early Saturday morning of Derby Day, and mother usually would be headed to work in those years at Williamson Furniture, and dad and I would drive to Winchester, and he would pick up, because there was a place over there where you could get racing forms. And he would get a couple of racing forms for a couple of people here in town that he knew. They were, I think, older people who would not probably drive over to Winchester early on Derby Day and get those forms. He knew they liked it. It was a kind of an annual thing, and we'd bring those back and go deliver them to those people and sit and chat a while. And I don't know, I just, it was okay. I mean, I guess I kind of enjoyed those. Looking back on it, I really enjoyed those times more than I even knew. Yeah. I did something yesterday, and I don't know why. I went to the wrong date. This has been a confusing week for me in terms of what day of the week it is. And I went to the wrong day, and the things we talked about yesterday were really things that happened today. So today we're going to go back and talk about, and for the most part, does it really matter? Well, no, but I mean, you know, you don't want to do that. Shirley MacLaine turned 90 years old yesterday. A great actress, I think a very unique actress, somebody that almost everybody could appreciate. Was an Oscar winner, and she has a new book called The Wall of Life, and in that book, Shirley MacLaine said that she had lived a wonderful life and that she wanted to share it. And a lot of pictures in there, and she talks about what wonderful memories those pictures brought back. You probably have pictures that you really cherish. You know, when people have fires, I hate to bring up something kind of sad for people who have endured this, but, you know, when you lose all the photographs from the past. Oh, that can really be tough. Yeah. And you have, and if you stop for a moment, can you visualize pictures that really have meant a lot to you, that they're there in your mind? You can, you know, We'll talk more about pictures and a little more about Shirley MacLaine, but we take a moment now and hear from some of the people who are bringing you this Thursday edition of Mid-Mornings on Main.
Hey, this is Carly. And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken minis is the combination of flavors. The first thing I always taste is the honey butter. It gets me going in the morning. The chicken minis are phenomenal. The roll is soft and the chicken is crispy. I never had chicken for breakfast before, but they were so good. I told my mom and sister about them, and now they're a family thing. It's the perfect breakfast bite.
Breakfast starts with chicken minis and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
Okay, Kohl's has some epic deals right now that are perfect for early summer prep, and I need to talk about it. I just went and found my entire family tees under $8 and sandals under $30. Not to mention new patio essentials for 30% off, plus iron Kohl's cash. So don't wait. If you want great brands and great prices for a great summer, you gotta get to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital co-pays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
A perfect meal starts with premium strips at Lee's Famous Recipe in Mount Sterling. Three chicken breast strips, a dipping sauce, two individual sides, and a biscuit for $8.99 plus tax. Trade a big crowd to the best for less at Lee's. 16-piece classic chicken, four large sides, and eight biscuits. It feeds eight people for one great low price. And gift cards are always a good choice. When it comes to chicken, some are well-known, but only one is famous. Lee's Famous Recipe, 205 Evans Avenue, Mount Sterling.
Hello? Hey! Yeah, just about. I still haven't found my fishing license, though. No, it's here somewhere. Yeah. Well, I figure by the time I hook up the boat and everything, I can be there about 6 in the morning. I'll be on time. Bye.
I ran across it just this afternoon, and I realized that I don't ever use it anymore. In fact, last time I did, I think it was with you when we were down in Cozumel. We had the whole beach to ourselves, and it's crazy now to think that it's all there on that film. And I could take it to the store to be developed, but what for? I can still see everything just fine, and who needs pictures with a memory like mine? Couldn't help but think about everything that might be on that road. I think it even has another trip we took. I guess that must have been at least 3 years ago, when we were down in Baton Rouge and there wasn't much to do. So we drove into New Orleans every afternoon, and I swear that you would think that it was only yesterday, 'cause I can still see everything just fine. Who needs pictures with a memory like mine? There's a cardboard box just sitting on a shelf. It's full still see everything just fine. Who needs pictures with a memory like mine? Yeah, who needs pictures with a memory like mine?
Brad Paisley and Who Needs Pictures. You talk about a great storyteller. And Brad Paisley is, you know, if you can ever, you can find him any place. I mean, he plays, does a lot of casino performances now. He'll be at fairgrounds some this summer. You might find Brad Paisley singing somewhere. I tell you what, it would be a great concert. I never had a chance to see Brad Paisley, but would thoroughly enjoy it. I can tell you, I mean, I think Brad Paisley, does he not paint pictures for you? That's what we're talking. We were talking about Shirley MacLaine talking about getting all these pictures out, and the pictures that appeared in a book she had done. Again, we're one day after her 90th birthday, and we just wanted to talk a little bit about, I think, one of the truly, truly talented actresses in, well, when I say in my lifetime, that covers, that doesn't cover all of moviedom, but it does captures a whole lot of it, that's for sure. Shirley MacLaine. Wow. Hard to believe she's 90 years old. The movies, the television shows. She's in a lot of television programs, but the great movies that Shirley MacLaine has been in over the years, including our Academy Award performance in Terms of Endearment. The Apartment won an Academy Award, and I've talked about that before, 1960. I always thought that was such a kind of simple movie, but it had great acting. And if there ever was a movie where the acting really, really carried the plot, was it a great plot? Nah, kind of. I think it was kind of an average plot. But the acting was so good in that movie, and Shirley MacLaine was in that movie. She was in Steel Magnolias, of course, and did a great variety. Two Mules for Sister Sarah with Clint Eastwood. She was in Sweet Charity, a movie called Rumor Has It. And the list really does. I mean, there are a lot of movies that Shirley MacLaine was in over the course of her career that showed her great acting ability. Postcards from the Edge, Some Came Running, way back in 1958. She was in Around the World in 80 Days in 1956. She helped make great movies. She didn't always get maybe as much acclaim as she should have received for her abilities. And as she aged, she found ways to still be a great movie contributor over the course of... Maybe you have a favorite Shirley MacLaine movie that you would say, oh, and call us at 498-1150. We'd love to hear somebody else talk about it. Talk about Shirley MacLaine. Talk about a movie that they liked about that she was in. A Change of Seasons back in 1990 was a great film. Defending Your Life in 1991. On and on and on it goes. She was born in Richmond, Virginia. And she was a dancer as well as an actress. But as time went on, you know, we really knew her as an actress. With Jack Nicholson in Terms of Endearment, those two, they brought out the best in one another. She, of course, was in movies with almost all of the big named actors over the course of her career. And I think, you know, again, Jack Nicholson was in that movie Terms of Endearment, and he won the Best Supporting Actor, one of two movies that Jack Nicholson won an Academy Award for. And the other, of course, was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Well, that's it. Shirley MacLaine, still rolling, 90 years of age, was married for 28 years to a guy named Steve Parker. And they have a child, Sachi Parker. And we could talk a lot about Shirley MacLaine, really, if people wanted to call and talk about her movies. But we'll kind of leave it at that for Shirley MacLaine, one of the great, great actresses. It's almost time for news at the top of the hour. Let's go back and hear one more time from Johnny Maestro this morning. We'll be back. Here's Johnny Maestro when he was the lead guy for the Brooklyn Bridge.
I heard you're getting married. Heard you're getting married. This time you're really sure. And this is the end. They say you really mean it. This guy's the one that makes you feel so safe, so sane, and so secure.
But it's the worst I- 96.9 FM and AM 1150 WMST Mount Sterling. CBS News Time. It's...
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
We love Trump! We love Trump!
Former President Trump cheered on by construction workers here in New York City this morning as the Supreme Court gets set to hear his immunity claims. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
Trump is arguing that, in fact, he has absolute immunity for any crime that he might have committed while he was the president. The other argument he's making is, at least I have immunity for all official presidential acts.
Mr. Trump is stuck in New York, where he will listen to more testimony today in his criminal trial. Correspondent Robert Costa from Lower Manhattan.
David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, is expected to take the stand again today, and he will detail more about the so-called catch-and-kill scheme to kill negative stories about former President Trump when he was running in 2016 to protect that candidacy.
Dow futures are off more than 400 after a downbeat report on first quarter gross domestic product a half an hour ago. The Commerce Department says it increased a less than expected 1.6%, signaling a slowdown in spending. Analysts thought it would be closer to 2.4. The new numbers expected to inform the Fed's path forward on interest rates. This morning, the Biden administration announced new rules that could spell the end for electric plants to burn coal. CBS's Ben Tracy.
To meet the strict new standards, many power plants would need to install expensive technology known as carbon capture to trap emissions, or switch to renewable forms of energy, such as wind and solar power.
Hundreds of people were arrested at pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses last night. Police in Boston say they arrested 108 demonstrators in Boylston Place, 93 taken into custody on trespassing charges at USC, a 94th for assault with a deadly weapon. CBS LA's Tom Waite is there.
Bottles thrown, officers pushing the crowd back with batons.
Arrests started soon after. Protesters who refused to leave the campus zip tie one by one, calmly, methodically. A circle of officers standing guard.
Police say no one was injured. The windmill has fallen off the home of the Can-Can. CBS's Elaine Cobb reports from Paris.
The venue owners said it was unclear how the blades fell, taking the first three letters of the Moulin Rouge sign with them. The bar on the roof behind the windmill closed at midnight, and the last cabaret show ended an hour later.
The Moulin Rouge opened in 1889. Dow futures now off 447. S&P futures down 58. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Detroit hosts the NFL draft tonight.
The football insiders and sports books agree Caleb Williams is the odds-on favorite to be the top pick in the draft by the Chicago Bears.
Here goes Caleb Williams. Go deep, young man. And why not? Touchdown.
Williams, the star quarterback at USC. Other quarterbacks expected to be gobbled up fast tonight. A top pass catcher could be the first non-QB off the board.
Open.
Marvin Harrison Jr., a two-time All-American with Ohio State. His father had a Hall of Fame career. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
They were bloodied and bruised, but they'll be okay. The British Army says two of four royal horses that threw their riders and bolted for morning exercises in London yesterday are in serious condition after surgery, but expected to fully recover and return to duty. They ran through the streets, injuring four humans. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Looking for fast, easy, and secure electronic banking? Community Trust Bank has a wide variety of banking services to meet your needs, including internet banking, bill pay, and mobile banking. We now have even more great services like Apple Pay and Google Pay. Make payments directly from your smartphone. And Zelle, a fast, easy, secure way to send and receive money from your smartphone. Visit us on the internet at ctbi.com or stop by and see us at one of our 79 branch offices.
Community Trust Bank. Building communities built on trust. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
LA18 storm tracker forecast, and it is a brisk morning out there, but it will warm up under a mostly sunny sky. High temperatures will be in the low 60s this afternoon, a little bit below normal, but you're standing in the sun out of the wind, not too bad. For tonight, a fair sky, not as cold, upper 40s. Then partly to mostly cloudy, scattered thundershowers tomorrow afternoon. We're in the low 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack on WMST.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Arthur Ferrante and Louis Teicher there, and that is the theme from The Apartment. Well, I had a good listener who called and wanted to hear that. I'm glad he did, because That's such a great piece of music. The name of the song was really Jealous Lover, but it became known more as the theme from The Apartment. But a little over a decade before The Apartment came out, that song was released on the Columbia record label by a guy named Charles Williams, backed up by what was called his concert orchestra. And then for Ferrante and Teicher, a couple of guys who got together as young teenagers at the Juilliard School of Music. And then it was almost a couple of decades before they, kind of reconnected enough and started really working together and recording together. And that particular piece of music in 1960 became a top 10 hit on the popular music charts. And a great duo was born when that happened. I mean, they went on to have, a lot of hit music. They had a song, in fact, that went all the way to number two . It was another movie theme from an Otto Preminger film that featured Paul Newman called Exodus. Do you remember that piece of music? Powerful. And the combination of the orchestra being powerful and then the piano part being powerful too. A little bit of Exodus. When I was kind of young, I always got confused. I thought that must be, when I'd hear this song, I believe that was in Ben-Hur. And no, much different movie, Exodus with Paul Newman. And that was the theme from that movie. And again, number two on the popular music charts back in 1960. The way the music world was if you go back almost 65 years. Yeah. Had a good listener who called and was talking about having Ralph Hacker on and how much he enjoyed hearing from Ralph Hacker. And boy, Ralph's voice, if you missed it yesterday, you missed hearing Ralph Hacker as Ralph Hacker always sounded when he was doing the Kentucky games. I mean, his voice is right there. And our listener called and he said, I'm going to tell you a story that Ralph Hacker told one time about Kaywood. And they were doing a basketball game, and there was a break, and they weren't ready to come back from the commercials, and there was going to be a jump ball. I don't know if it was the beginning of the game or during the game. Didn't really matter. And Ralph, the referee, Ralph, Jack Crowder, I don't know if you remember him. Anyway, he was the official involved, and older guy at the time. And Ralph said, you know, hey, we're not back from a commercial yet. Can you wait a little bit before you jump the ball up? And the official turned and said, if I do, will Kaywood say something good about me? And as Ralph Hacker told the story, Kaywood said, throw the DAMN ball up. Oh boy. That would be Kaywood. Yeah, just go ahead and throw it up. I mean, if it comes down to me, I have to say something good about you. No, hey, I guarantee you that Kaywood had a lot of good connections with a lot of the referees. Because, and I always tell people, I like referees and umpires. I understand them. And whenever I make a mistake, I like for people to say, Dan, you missed that. And I get that a lot. Dan, you know, because it, you know, either it's something that you can correct or something that maybe you don't do next time. But whatever the case, you know, you want to try to get it right. But you want to give the listener the idea of, and I usually, if I'm going to give an official's or an umpire referee's name, it's usually something good. I can't say 100% of the time, but most of the time. And if I'm going to say something that's kind of negative in their direction, I don't name them. I'm not trying to call them out. I'm just describing what I see. You know, I had someone in the press box the other day at the baseball game, and where I sit in the press box doing a baseball game, it's not the same with softball, but in a baseball game, I see the outside corner. And when a right-hand batter is up, unless the catcher is huge, would cover, I see the outside corner of the plate. So I know if a pitch is on the plate or if it's 6 inches off the plate. And for an umpire who's working on the inside shoulder on the other side, particularly when there aren't maybe real experienced or maybe just aren't real good, hey, that can happen, then and I can say, well, you know, they missed that. That pitch was, and I think all I'm doing there is being fair to the batter, you know, and sometimes I'm fair to the pitcher. Say, boy, he took that one away from the pitcher. Anyway, whatever the case. But I say that, say, I guarantee you, Kaywood, he wasn't looking to ever, I don't remember him saying much about officiating. I say too much, I know. People tell me that all the time. But anyway, we heard from Brad Paisley earlier, and we're talking about, I was talking about people who do great story songs, who paint, you know, it's almost like a movie in your mind. And Brad Paisley, he could do that. He's going to do it again right now here on Mid-Morning Zone.
The bar was empty. I was sweeping up the floor. That's when she walked in. I said, I'm sorry, but we're closed. She said, I know, but I'm afraid I left my purse. I said, I put one back behind the bar. I bet it's probably yours. And the next thing that I knew, there we were, lost in conversation. Before I handed her purse, I said, you'll only get this back on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. Chairs up and the lights turned way down low. The music played, we held each other close. And we danced. From that moment, there was never any doubt. I had found the one that I had always dreamed about. And then one evening, when she stopped by after work, I pulled a diamond ring out of the pocket of my shirt. And as her eyes filled up with tears, she said, this is the last thing I expected. And then she took me by the hand, said, I'll only marry you on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hall. Chairs up and the lights turn way down low. The music played, we held each other close. And we danced like no one else had ever danced before. I can't explain what happened on that floor. But the music played, we held each other close. And we danced. Yeah, we danced.
Now there's Brad Paisley and We Danced. We've done shows before, and this is kind of working its way toward that, where we just played songs that tell stories about life, and that really paint pictures for you. There are a lot of them out there. I tend to find, for me, that more of those are country songs. If I'm gonna look for a song that really tells a story for me, lots of stories give you a thought, and other songs tell stories and paint pictures in your mind so well. And it's fun to go back and listen to those stories sometimes. And, so you want to continue. You want to continue? Oh, okay. Tracy Lawrence. He really paints a picture in a song called Paint Me a Birmingham.
He was sitting there is brush in hand, painting waves as they danced upon the sand. With every stroke, he brought to life the deep blue of the ocean against a morning sky. I ask him if he only painted ocean scenes. He said, for $20, I'll paint you anything. Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. Looked at me with knowing eyes and took a canvas from a bag there by his side. Picked up a brush and said to me, son, just where in this picture would you like to be? Said, if there's any way you can, could you paint me back into her arms again? Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham, paint me a Birmingham. Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Early spring, for a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham. Oh, paint me a Birmingham.
Tracy Lawrence, paint me a Birmingham. We're going to have some more story songs coming up for you. I hope you like to hear them. We're going to do some other things too, though. I'm going to tell you another story and play a different kind of music coming up here in just a minute. Something we've already played from, but a little different twist. And that's on the way. I want to remind you that if you're within the sound of my voice and you have a loved one who is probably very close to being in the need of nursing home type care, and you really, does anyone really want to be in a nursing home? Does anyone want to have to place a loved one in a nursing home? Not very often. Usually it's, you want to say, well, is there some other way? Can we keep them at home? Would they rather be at home? And most of the time people would say they would rather be at home, but sometimes it can really be so much better for the patient, the individual who needs extra care, and for the people who are trying to care for that individual as well, because they really would rather be giving quality time in conversation and special type care when they can go and visit and be with that loved one, rather than having to do all of the menial tasks and probably wearing themselves down to where they're not far away from being in a nursing home. Well, the Windsor Care Center in Mount Sterling is a very special nursing home facility. There are three parts. We talk about that. I'm not going to talk about the regular nursing home today. They do have a rehab unit that's terrific. They also have a kind of a, it's an extended living type situation where people need some help but still want to be on their own. They have that wonderful phase, too, and that's in a separate building. But the regular nursing home that's been around for a good long while now, and I think it's gained a reputation that is really strong. It has in part because when you start with great administrative people who believe in doing things the right way, then you're going to get success. And the late Dr. Lon Roberts, who was instrumental in getting the Windsor Care Center going many years ago, and a great administrator named Jim Stevens, who was there for a long time. Those gentlemen are no longer around, but I can tell you that they believed in doing things the right way. And, wow, they did. They hired the right people. They built the right staff. They knew how to treat individual situations as they needed to be treated. And that trend continues today with, again, another great administrative person who's in charge and is taking care of things in the same way to make sure that your loved one gets the kind of care and treatment that they deserve and that you expect. And I tell you what, there are stories that, I have a great story to tell about Windsor Care Center, but there are so many people that have great stories to tell about the good care that their loved ones have received at Windsor Care Center. So if you are in that situation, getting close to it, stop in. You might want to take a look around, get to know the place a little bit, get to feel comfortable so that when the time comes and that need is there, that and most of the time they do have waiting lists, but be in a position to get your loved one in a great, great facility, the Windsor Care Center here in Mount Sterling. Temperature is 45 degrees right now. We have softball action for you this evening here on WMST, AM and FM. Montgomery County and Clark County from Winchester. We'll be on the air with that game coming up. So we always look forward to providing you with the latest in sports coverage and have a lot of great sponsors that enable us to do that. So hope you'll be tuned in this evening if you're not going to be at the game over at the beautiful fields that they have there in Winchester. We're going to go back and hear one more time from Johnny Maestro. Again, he was the lead guy with the Crests before he was with the Brooklyn Bridge. And here he is with an old song by the Crests called The Angels Listened In.
The angels listened in when they heard me pray. The angels listened in when they heard me say, there's no denying, they sent one with lovely charms, one who really thrills my arms, my darling, when the angels sent you. I searched everywhere just to find someone who cares. They came down to interrupt just as I had given up. The angels listened in.
The Angels listened in. The Righteous Brothers, and really in particular, that was Bobby Hatfield's song, too. Boy, Bobby was terrific on that piece of music. But, again, Johnny Maestro, great sound. We've got some more story songs. Here is one. You know, some of these story songs, they are really, they're sad. But it really makes you think a lot. And we're living in a time when there's a lot of talk about people who are homeless and living on the street. And, you know, I'm thankful that here in this small community, we do have a place where people can go now. I haven't heard much about it lately, but we have a little homeless shelter that's there permanently down on East High Street. That's beautiful. A lot of people put in a lot of hard work on that to give people a chance when they needed a place. And if people are passing through and trying to get on their way to somewhere else and trying to start a new life, maybe new location, that place is there for them. Craig Morgan did a song about a homeless guy, and we're going to hear it right now. Here's Craig and Almost Home.
He had plastic bags wrapped around his shoes. He was covered with the evening news. Had a pair of old wool socks on his hands. The bank sign was flashing five below. It was freezing rain and spitting snow. He was curled up behind some garbage cans. I was afraid that he was dead. I gave him a gentle shake. When he opened up his eyes, I said, "Old man, are you okay?" He said, "I just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. I was running from some honeybees. Drip drying in the summer breeze. Calico Creek. I was walking down an older road, past a field of hay that had just been mowed. Man, I wish you just left me alone, 'cause I was almost home." Then he said, "I was just coming round the barn, about the time you grabbed my arm, when I heard Mama holler, 'Son, hurry up.' I was close enough for my old nose to smell fresh cobbler on the stove, and I saw Daddy loading up the truck. Cane poles on the tailgate, fibers blowing in the wind. Since July of 55, that's as close as I've been. Yeah, I just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. I was running from some honeybees. Drip drying in the summer. Calico Creek. I was walking down an older road, past a field of hay that had just been mowed. Man, I wish you just left me alone. I was almost home. Mission." He said, "Boy, if you left me alone, right now I'd be fishing. I just climbed out of a cottonwood tree. I was running from some honeybees. Drip drying
was walking down an older road, past a field of hay that had just been almost home. And I wish you just left me alone. I was almost home.
Craig Morgan there and almost home. Shoo. There's a story song. If that didn't put a picture in your mind, I don't know what else could. But we've got more of them to come. We're gonna go back, and next we're gonna pull up a song that in the mid 1970s became a number one country hit, but it has also got played a lot on rock and roll radio stations because it was so popular. It only got to number 40 on the popular charts, but it did get played, I can tell you, right alongside the Beatles and anybody else, and that's coming up. Hey, if you're looking for a great lunch today, Carl's Produce would love to be the place to provide that for you. Stop by on the bypass in Mount Sterling. It's convenient and easy to get in and out of Carl's Produce, plenty of parking there. There's nothing fancy about Carl's Produce. Don't you love those kind of places? You know, there was a time when they were thinking about, you know, expanding and getting in a new building maybe and doing some other things. And then the reality kind of set in that, you know, people like, you know, just a place that's kind of simple. You're selling produce, you're selling flowers and plants and seeds for the garden and great produce items and fruit and vegetables to take home and fix in your kitchen. And then they thought, well, you know what, people that are coming here are thinking about eating. What about, you know, just a counter where we made great sandwiches and maybe a soup when the weather's cool and great salads. And that's what they do. And when they... You know, when you're going to do something like that, do it right. So they decided on the Boar's Head meats that are of the highest quality. And when you go in, you have a great selection of sandwiches. They do have hot dogs sometimes. They have a big beef hot dog it's a meal. But I love the sandwiches. They make them just the way you want them. You tell them exactly how to prepare it, and it's done, and there's rarely any waiting time, much at all. You say, well, they're not very busy. No, they're just quick. There'll be two or three people working back there, and if the flow of people is just kind of, you know, nice, and people come in, and if they glance back and there are a couple of people in line getting sandwiches made, it gives them just 4 or 5 minutes to kind of look around and see what else they might want to take home. All kinds of delicious candies. It's like going into Hobbs or Newberry's downtown Mount Sterling years ago and going to the candy counter. They have them already prepared and packaged, but those types of candies for you. And, it's just perfect. Grab you a soft drink and a bag of chips, and it's all conveniently priced for you. You'll love having lunch at Carl's Produce. And don't forget, they do sell outbuildings, and if you need those on your property, you need one, hey, what terrific people to deal with. They'll come and they will set it up perfectly for you on your property, and you can pick out exactly the kind of building that you want. They have lots and lots and lots of choices, and you can, you know, design and make sure the doors and windows, if you have those, are right where they want them. If you need a garage type door on the end, that can be worth everything you need in an outbuilding. They can take care of it for you at Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling. Here's that story song, Red Sovine. He was in his late 50s when he did this song.
I was on the outskirts of a little southern town, trying to reach my destination before the sun went down. The old CB was blaring away on Channel 19, when there came a little boy's voice on the radio line. And he said, Breaker 19, is anyone there? Come on back, truckers, and talk to Teddy Bear. Well, I keyed the mic and I said, you got it, Teddy Bear. And the little boy's voice came back on the air. Appreciate the break. Who we got on that end? I told him my handle and then he began. Now, I'm not supposed to bother you fellas out there. Mom says you're busy and for me to stay off there. But you see, I get lonely and it helps to talk. 'Cause that's about all I can do. I'm crippled and I can't walk. I came back and told him to fire up that mic, and I'd talk to him as long as he liked. This was my dad's radio, the little boy said, but I guess it's mine and Mom's now, 'cause my daddy's dead. Dad had a wreck about a month ago. He was trying to get home in a blinding snow. Mom has to work now to make ends meet, and I'm not much help with my two crippled feet. She says not to worry, that we'll make it all right, but I hear her crying sometimes late at night. You know, there's one thing I want more than anything else to see. Oh, I know you guys are too busy to bother with me, but you see, my dad used to take me for rides when he was home. But I guess it's all over now since my daddy's gone. Not one breaker came on the old CB as that little crippled boy talked with me. I tried hard to swallow a lump that just wouldn't stay down, as I thought about my boy back in Greenville town. Dad was going to take Mom and me with him later on this year. Well, I remember him saying, someday this old truck will be yours, Teddy Bear. But I know I'll never get to ride an 18-wheeler again. But this old base will keep me in touch with all my trucker friends. Teddy Bear's going to back on out now and leave you alone, 'cause it's about time for Mom to come home. But you give me a shout when you're passing through, and I'll sure be happy to come back to you. Well, I came back and I said, before you go, 1010, what's your home 20, little CB friend? Well, he gave me his address and I didn't once hesitate, 'cause this hot load of freight is just gonna have to wait. I turned that truck around on a dime and headed straight for Jackson Street, 229. And as I rounded the corner, oh, I got one heck of a shock. 18-wheelers were lined up for three city blocks. Well, I guess every driver for miles around had caught Teddy Bear's call. And that little crippled boy was having a ball. For as fast as one driver would carry him in, another would carry him to his truck and take off again. Well, you better believe I took my turn at riding Teddy Bear. And then I carried him back in and put him down in his chair. And buddy, if I never live to see happiness again, I want you to know I saw it that day in the face of that little man. We took up a collection for him before his mama got home, and each driver said goodbye, and then they were all gone. He shook my hand with a mile-long grin and said, so long, trucker, I'll catch you again. Yeah, I hit that interstate with tears in my eyes. I turned on the radio and I got another surprise. Breaker 19 came a voice on the air. Just one word of thanks from Mama Teddy Bear. We wish each and every one a special prayer for you, 'cause you just made my little boy's dream come true. I'll sign off now before I start to cry. May God ride with you. 10-4. Goodbye.
Oh, that's Red Sovine. and Teddy Bear. Yeah, again, it was number one on the country charts, and even it got to number 40 on the pop charts, even though it was a country piece of music back in the mid 1970s. Yeah, to kind of distinguish between what's really a story song and just a song that has a particular point that it makes and then moves on. I played a song maybe 10 days, 2 weeks ago. I can't remember exactly when, but somebody commented on, they said, you played a song today. It's something about being on the road tonight. That was really, they just said, I really like that song. Play it again sometime. And it's a song that's was done by Tony Rice and Larry Rice and Chris Hillman. And the other guy was, his name was Peterson. Can't remember the first name, I don't think. But again, they called themselves Out of the Woodwork. And Tony Rice, one of those great guitar players. And the instrumentation in this piece of music is really kind of special. It's a combination. It's bluegrass country, but, you know, Chris Hillman, he was a pop music guy, too. They kind of tried to incorporate a lot of genres. But here's a song that doesn't really tell a story as much as just plants an idea.
Somewhere on the road tonight, thought I heard you call my name. Steps turned around and you were gone. Somewhere on the road tonight, I'm dreaming about home, burning both ends of the candle. Days keep rolling by, sometimes more than I can handle. Somewhere on the road tonight, I'm dreaming about home, always in my memory. Old memories seem to find you, come at you late at night. And if lonely's a bad feeling, how come this feels so right? Somewhere on the road tonight, thought I heard you call my name. Pouring rain, thought I heard your footsteps, turned around and you were gone. And somewhere on the road tonight,
don't know. I don't think of that as a story song, but a beautiful piece of music by Rice, Hillman and Peterson, Out of the Woodwork. The other day, we're almost to news time at the top of the hour. CBS News will join us. Hope you'll stick around. We've got more to come on Mid-Mornings on Maine. But I'm going to wrap up this segment. Well, this is a UK baseball game. You never know what you're going to get when you're listening to baseball games. There's just enough time, you know, between, you know, pitches and, you know, there'll be a conference on the mound and, you know, there'll be a little conversation. And I don't even know why it came up. Maybe it was just matching a name, but somehow they got on the subject of this singer named Paul Davis. And yeah, Paul Davis was a great, great artist who doesn't get a lot of attention. We play him from time to time. We're going to play him right now as he talks about the sweet life. We'll be back after CBS News at the top of the hour. We're up to 47 degrees right now in downtown Mount Sterling. Working on Main Street, but I tell you what, they're getting close to being finished.
We always dream we live in a castle hall, but we're in the same old shack. Sometimes we get into a hassle, but we always take each other back. Darling, we'll just keep on taking our time, 'cause we live in such a sweet life. Oh, what a delight, sharing my love with you. Oh, we live in such a sweet life. Oh, what a delight, making our dreams come true. We're making our dreams come true. You are my love, you are my life. Oh, when I get high, just holding me tight. We always dream we'd make a lot of money, oh, but I don't mind being poor. 'Cause when you make love to me, I couldn't ask for any more. Oh, 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 you know, all our friends seem to be in a hurry, but darling, we'll just keep on taking our time. We live in such a sweet life. Oh, what a delight, sharing our love with you.
FM at AM 1150 WMST Mount Sterling. CBS News Time. It's 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Clean Origin.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Supreme Court hearing arguments this hour on former President Trump's claims of absolute immunity during his 4 years in office. Correspondent Jan Crawford has our top story from Washington.
The justices will decide whether and to what extent a former president has immunity from prosecution when it comes to official acts during his tenure in office. That decision will determine whether special counsel Jack Smith can try Trump for his alleged efforts to interfere with the 2020 election.
Mr. Trump is stuck in New York, hearing more testimony in his criminal trial from former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. A surprise ruling from New York State's top court. It's overturned a former Hollywood producer's rape conviction.
The New York Court of Appeals ruled that the judge in the landmark trial prejudiced Harvey Weinstein with improper rulings. The court said that included allowing women to testify about allegations that were not part of the case. The 72-year-old Weinstein has been serving a 23-year sentence in New York. He'll remain imprisoned because he was convicted in Los Angeles in 2022 of another rape and sentenced to 16 years in prison. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Stocks in shock. The Dow is down 652 points amid a new sign consumer spending is finally slowing down. The Commerce Department reports the economy grew at a lower than expected 1.6% rate in the first quarter. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says it could signal lower interest rates on the horizon.
Most believe that we are going to see the first rate cut at the September meeting, but with the slower than expected pace of growth in the first quarter, the June meeting could be a live one. We could see a cut in that month.
We're just in from Baltimore. The first cargo ship has passed through a new temporary channel after the Key Bridge collapse. The Balsan 94, flying Panama's flag, is one of five carriers that have been stuck there for a month. A changing of the guard in gang-ravaged Haiti. A day after shots rang out near the National Palace in Port-au-Prince, President Ariel Henry has resigned. A transitional council has just been sworn in. First step in forming a new government. Henri's resignation letter was signed in L.A. New report finds the number of food recalls is skyrocketing. CBS's Cooper Lawrence.
The most commonly recalled foods were snacks like cookies and granola bars and fruit. Almost half were because of mislabeled packaging, and the rest were for stuff like listeria and salmonella.
Contaminated food is blamed for at least 6 deaths and 1,100 illnesses in the last year. Dow down more than 660 now. This is CBS News.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to cleanorigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. CleanORIGIN.com, online or one of our retail stores.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owe the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. That's 800-230-5174.
They're queuing up the music in New Orleans.
I'm picking up vibrations.
The Beach Boys are part of Jazz Fest opening day today. Speaking of opening, it's Jazz Fest producer Quinn Davis's big moment.
I'll mention it before I get out.
My most
okay?
emotional moment, so to speak.
Before I get out,
the gates once the gates open, the festival comes to life.
Now you're pushing
it. The people that give it
life.
You can't always get what you want, honey.
Next weekend, it's the Rolling Stones at Jazz Fest. Also, Neil Young, Queen Latifah, Foo Fighters, and hundreds more. Chris Miller for CBS News, New Orleans.
For the first time in decades, San Diego's the top region for migrant arrivals along the southern border. Border Patrol reporting almost 9,000 arrests for the week ending April 16th. That's a 36% increase from 2 weeks before. And we're watching stocks closely. The Dow now down 701 points, almost 2%. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/good or text good to 511-511. Text good to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Your LAX18 Storm Tracker forecast, and it is a brisk morning out there, but it will warm up under a mostly sunny sky. High temperatures will be in the low 60s this afternoon, a little bit below normal, but you're standing in the sun out of the wind, not too bad. For tonight, a fair sky, not as cold, upper 40s. Then partly to mostly cloudy, scattered thundershowers tomorrow afternoon. We're in the low 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack. On WMST.
Long before Honest Abe Lincoln was on the penny, our agency was protecting Gateway area families and businesses. William Hoffman started the agency that is now Limestone Agency in downtown Mount Sterling in 1847. We invite you to come meet our friendly, knowledgeable staff, and we will be sure your insurance coverage is what you need. See us at 46 Broadway or call 498-3410. Limestone Agency, Hoffman Robertson, celebrating 175 years.
Buy factory direct and save on a post-frame building from Mansi Metal. Our rugged Midwestern buildings are made right here in Winchester from quality materials, giving you the best value for your investment. With over 20 striking colors to choose from and fast turnaround, Mansi Metal will produce a garage, barn, stable, or hobby building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester showroom or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA metal.com.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Oh, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Wool worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road. Trailers for sale rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Our time right now is 11 minutes after 10 o'clock here on Mid-Mornings on Main. Playing some story songs for you today. Let's go back. Jim Stafford, what a crazy guy he was. By the way, I just had an interesting political discussion with a good friend. It's so much fun to delve into politics if you're talking with somebody that is on the other side, but somebody that you can agree with. You can agree to disagree. I mean, you don't have the same sentiments about things, but you can discuss. And then when you part way, I mean, you know, there's no love loss, so to speak. I mean, we get along and we will continue, but it was kind of interesting discussion. He thought so. I did too. Here's Jim Stafford. Remember the song that he did talking about spiders and snakes? I don't like either one very much.
I remember when Mary Lou said, "You want to walk me home from school?" Well, I said, "Yes, I do." She said, "I don't have to go right home, and I would kind of like to be alone some of you would." I said, "Me too." And so we took a stroll, wound up down by the swimming hole, and she said, "Do what you wanna do." I got silly and found a frog in the water by a hollow log, and I shook it at her, and I said, "This frog's for you." She said, "I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me, you fool, fool. And that ain't what it takes to love me like I wanna be loved by you." Well, I think of that girl from time to time. I call her up when I got a dime. I say, "Hello, baby." She said, "Ain't you cool?" "Do you remember when, and would you like to get together again?" She said, "I'll see you after school." I was shy and so for a while, most of my love was touching smiles. But she said, "Come on over here." I was nervous as you might guess, still looking for something to slip down a dress. And she said, "Let's make it perfectly clear." She said, "I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me, you fool, you fool. I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me like I wanna be loved by you."
That is Jim Stafford and Spiders and Snakes. If you're if you're in the mood for a new car, truck, SUV, go see Bo Queen at Dutch's Chevrolet and Dutch's Ford on the bypass Mount Sterling, because when you go, you will get service like you want. You know, Dutch's, they have vehicles. They've got the vehicles, folks. And that's where you start. You got to have the selection. Well, you talk about Chevrolets and Fords, trucks, SUVs, all different types of cars. They have them for you. They have, you can drive and compare, and they always have a great selection of used vehicles. You know, if you're looking to save a little money and, you know, and price wise on anything, see if they aren't competitive with what you would find anywhere. Bo Queen, Dutch's, Chevrolet and Ford. Third in a line of a family selling vehicles right here in this community and making people feel good about the deals they get. That's the kind of person you want to deal with. Bo Queen, Dutch's, Chevrolet, Dutch's Ford, Mount Sterling Bypass. How about the old group Looking Glass? You know, I'll always like going back and playing their story song about, well, a girl who was, well, you know, she was there in the tavern and on the seafront, and, well, here it goes.
On a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They said, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. Say, they said, "Brandy, you'll find girl. Brandy wears a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. The harbor was his home. Say, I said, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. But my life, my love, my lady is the sea." Young Brandy used to watch his eyes when he told his sailor's story. She could feel the ocean fall and rise. She saw its raging glory. When the bars close down, Brandy walks through a silent town. He loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say. She hears him say, "Brandy, you'll find girl. What a good wife you would be. But my life, my love of my lady is the sea. It is. Yes, it is."
Early 1970s from the group Looking Glass, and Brandy, "You're a Fine Girl." Our time right now is 19 minutes after 10 o'clock. Hope you'll be with us again tomorrow on Mid-Mornings on Main. Dave Hall will be in. You know, you try to come up with the right combination. You don't want to set Dave off. You know, if you know, Dave will besmirch people. And he'll do it sometimes, even if, you know, you don't set him off. But if you do, you know, so if you can kind of keep him in the flow musically, it makes it better. And that's what we try to do. Things that we think he will for the most part, like. Give him one he doesn't like every once in a while, so he can get up and get another cup of coffee or whatever. Anyway, it's always a good time with Dave Hall, and hope you'll join us tomorrow for that. Johnny Lee is a guy who, you know, he did this song called "Looking for Love," and it was a song about, you know, looking for love in all the wrong places. It had that idea, but he did some story songs too, and he did a song called "You Could Have Heard a Heartbreak" that just tells a simple little story, but you don't hear it very often. Here he is, Johnny Lee. "You Could Have Heard a Heartbreak."
Behind the bar, I see some crazy things. I watch those disappearing wedding rings. A telephone call, paging so-and-so. There he is, shaking his head no. 'Cause he's got this girl hanging all over him. He can't quit now, he's gone out on a limb. Then the place turns quiet as a mummy's tomb. 'Cause guess who happens to walk in the room? Could've heard a heartbreak. You could've heard a teardrop. I feel so bad for her sake. Now what's she gonna do? Chances that a fool takes, never knowing when to stop. Oh, you could've heard a heartbreak breaking right in two. She walks on over, tears in her eyes. She knows she's gonna hear a pack of lies. The silence is deafening, all eyes are on her. What will she say to that innocent girl? Her hands start shaking, but the words won't come. She's in shock, her whole body's numb. Everyone there is holding their breath. With the slightest whisper, we'll know what she says. Could've heard a heartbreak. You could've heard a teardrop. I feel so bad for her sake. Now what's she gonna do? Chances that a fool takes, never knowing when to stop. Oh, you could've heard a heartbreak breaking right in two. Could've heard a heartbreak. You could've heard a teardrop. I feel so bad for her sake. Now what's she gonna do? Chances that a fool takes, never knowing when to stop. You could have heard a heartbreak breaking right in two. Could have heard a heartbreak.
Yeah, that's Johnny Lee. Boy, you know, I haven't played anything by Keith Whitley in a while, and Keith Whitley did, you know, some story type songs. He did one called "Miami, My Amy." It kind of tells a little story. It's 24 after 10 o'clock, Thursday morning, the 25th of April.
Well, everybody talks about the California quakes, but the first time I ever felt the earth shake was in Miami. When Amy touched me, oh, it shook me. I told her I loved her and I wanted to stay, but she said, "Be sure, and I'll call you in L.A. Even in the taxi, I could hear my telephone ring, calling me from Miami. Miami, why took you so long, I thought you'd never call. Miami, 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 love me after said, please come back. Said, I'm on my way, babe. I ain't even unpacked. I want you, I love you. That's all she had to say. Goodbye, LA. Now once again, I'm Miami bound. Can't wait till this plane touches down. Cause I know Miami will be waiting at that Miami game. I can't wait, Miami. Miami. What took you so long? I thought you'd never call.
Who left us way too soon. Wow, the music that would have been left with Keith Whitley. He did leave behind, though, a pretty good little repertoire of stuff that we get to go back and play, and we're thankful for that, I think. I am. I loved what a great voice Keith Whitley had. We're going to, boy, Kenny Rogers now, he did some story songs. We had a good listener who thought we needed to hear this piece of music from Kenny Rogers.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. He'd never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama named him Tommy. The folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. He was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. I looked after Tommy, cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. It won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone. And Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there was three of them. Tommy opened up the door, saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look, was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace and took down his daddy's picture.
As his tears fell on his daddy's face, he heard these words again.